From NPR News and our partners at Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, debating the polls, polling the debates, election politics with less than 1 month to go. First, the lead, Baghdad. Bloody Baghdad. Two car bombs there today killed more than 20 people and wounded many more. The bombings took place as U.S. and Iraqi forces attacked what they called insurgent sites in the city of Fallujah, west of Baghdad. It's held by insurgents. 11 people died in those assaults, according to hospital officials. With us now from Baghdad is NPR's Peter Kenyon. Peter, any more you can tell us about these car bombings today?
Well, Alex, as you hinted, there is sort of a familiar ring to it all. The first one took place at a known dangerous place near a checkpoint where the head of the former Iraqi Governing Council had been blown up in May. This checkpoint's not far from the Green Zone, where you'll find the top Iraqi government officials and the U.S. Embassy these days. There was an Iraqi security forces recruiting station nearby as well, and as often is the case, most if not all the casualties were Iraqis. Then about an hour later, another explosion, a car on a busy street in a central neighborhood. In both cases, witnesses said there were signs that these were both suicide car bomb attacks. And then up to the north in Mosul, there was another explosion. This time, witnesses said it appeared two people moving explosives were killed in the blast in the car, along with at least one bystander.
What about the action in Fallujah? These are airstrikes by U.S. forces against the insurgents?
Another night of airstrikes. The military issued a statement talking about two separate targets, both of which it called terrorist sites, including housing forces loyal to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Doctors there, as you noted, said a number of people had been killed. They said some of them were women and children. The military has been questioning some of these Iraqi casualty figures from Fallujah recently. It claims it's doing everything it can to minimize the civilian loss of life.
The insurgents, though, still can carry out car bombings and shootings, as they demonstrated again in Baghdad today. So how effective is this stepped-up campaign against them?
Well, this really is the ultimate question, and for many Iraqis, they're wondering which way it will tip. Certainly for Baghdad residents, the assurances of their top leaders in the interim government are being drowned out by the roar of suicide car bombers these days. But then up to the north in Samarra, Iraqi and U.S. officials say that's where you'll see a sign of some of the progress they're hoping for. After a three-day assault, U.S. military forces are handing over power neighborhood by neighborhood to Iraqi forces. Still a number of questions. I mean, can the Iraqi forces maintain law and order there? And if so, does this formula translate to other places such as Ramadi, Fallujah, and parts of Baghdad?
And on the grimmest of grim news fronts, Peter, hostage news?
Actually, the news today at this point appears to be fairly good in terms of two Indonesian women who were held captive along with a number of other hostages. It appears, according to the UAE embassy in Baghdad, that these two women have now been released and arrangements are being made with the Red Cross to hand them over.
Thank you. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad. Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome, Alex.